Joining us now is our good friend from Romanitas Press, as always, Louis Tofari. Louis, how you doing, man?
Good, Mike. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, well...
Great.
Let's, of course, Louis Tofari, you can hear him with Learning About the Roman Liturgy every Thursday here throughout your day at several times. Lisa, what are those times?
10 a.m., 1 p.m., 6:30 p.m., and 10 p.m.
All right.
And on Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning.
And so, Louis, this weekend, as we get a little closer and closer to Easter... Here we are in the middle of Lent. You just finished up with the altar. I don't know. What are you going to work on now? What do you have for us tomorrow?
Well, so I'm going to actually do a talk about some of the special forms of reverence that we do during the Lenten season. The forms of reverence aren't actually special, but when we do them and why is. So, like, there's some extra bows that we do, kneeling. There's some, like, we have, for instance, we have the Oratio Super Populum, which is the prayer over the faithful or people.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Collects, which on burials, something special is done for that. We also have the Flectamus Genua that occurs at certain times as well. And then in Good Friday specifically, we actually have a prostration that's done. So I'm going to go through that and explain what those things are and the reasons why they're being done.
Hmm.
So this should be rather interesting. And hopefully out of that, people have a better comprehension of what's going on during the liturgy and also in participating in it as well. They'll have a better understanding of what they're doing.
Yeah, what I like when you do your show, Louis, is learning about the Roman liturgy here with Louis Tofari tomorrow throughout the day. And you can find out stuff about Louis and the things he's into on RomanitasPress.com. You can always visit there at your leisure. But one of the things I like that you do, you know, I'm a history guy. I like history. You give some background on some of these things. It's not just, okay, you kneel here and this is the way it's always done. You give us the reasons why. And I don't know, it just fulfills that gap a little bit for us. It makes it things more real, you know what I mean? And we're coming into it. Some of the stuff can get a little complex, especially in the Easter season, right?
Yeah, I know. It's a history thing. That's what's really interesting. In some cases, things are kind of murky. B, there can be several factors at once that brought about a single point. And then C, you also have the situation where, you know, it's funny, a lot of people have the idea, and it's easy to fall into this idea that the Roman Rite was done everywhere the same way at all times, or, you know, they all progressed or developed all at the same time simultaneously across all of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're kind of used to that today, but it's kind of funny. It's like, you know, you look at... software today. Not everybody is running Windows 10. You got some people probably running still XP. You got people running 7. You got people running 8, Vista. Heck, there might even be someone running Millennium, for heaven's sakes. and then there's got some people who still, you know, they're still using, DOS, you know?
Oh, boy.
It's not COBOL.
I don't know about any of that.
This is what you run into is that, and you didn't really start to have a standardization until 1570 with the publication of Quo Primum and the Codified Missal. And then subsequently after that, then other things came that began to be codified, like the ceremonial bishops, and then, of course, the Holy Week ceremonies, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, so, I wouldn't know about any of that because I'm a Mac guy. So all the Windows stuff you were talking about before, forget it. You know, because us Mac people, we're in a whole different planet, man.
So are you still using one of those Apple computers from like 1984 with the green screen?
Oh, no. I've got the beautiful thing. Actually, it's made out of wood. The whole thing's made out of wood and stone. And maybe not. We're really getting off.
The Barney Rubble?
Yeah.
The Barney Rubble version?
The Barney Rubble. Wouldn't that be funny if Mac came out with the Barney Rubble?
That, like, is, just perched on top, and when you as you type things in, he pecks it onto the onto the wax tablet that's set into the stone frame.
Yeah, and then he talks. He takes a little aside to the camera and says, "Oh, my nose hurts," or something like that. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, not only that, I mean, you'd actually have a talking computer, and your mouse could be a real mouse.
Oh. Quick, call Hanna-Barbera. We're talking with Louis Tafari from Humanitas Press. And hey, you know what? With since you know we've got Holy Thursday and Good Friday, and things get pretty intense here in the next few weeks. So maybe you should do just some special shows, you know, on each of the days leading up. Like in Holy Week, you should have a whole different. You can have a show every day during Holy Week.
Well, and here's one thing I was going to suggest. I'm having this show that I'm kind of pulling out of my hat on these, you know, the special reverences that are occurring for Lent here. And, I mean, I'm just kind of compiling this all together. But there's another conference I could have on the progression of the reverences that are made during Holy Week itself, so starting with Holy Thursday up to the Easter Vigil. So there's conditions that occur now in the church during these 3 days of the Sacred Triduum, so they affect whether when you come into church, do you genuflect, or you come into church, do you just bow? Do you come into church, do you make a double knee genuflection? And that can be very confusing for people.
Yeah.
I do have a table that explains this neatly in my book, The General Principles and Ceremonies of the Roman Rite, which you can get, hint at RomanitasPress.com. But I'd like to be able to have a chance to explain it to people, because I think once you understand why you're doing what conditions are affecting what you're doing, it all makes sense. And then when you walk into church and all of a sudden you genuflect and you realize, oh, I wasn't supposed to genuflect.
Right.
Yeah. I was supposed to bow.
Yeah.
I'd like to definitely do a conference on that here, maybe even do that next week, I don't know. But, Mike, as you were saying, I would love to do conferences on Palm Sunday and then on the 3 days of the Sacred Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, and possibly even one for the Easter octave itself.
Mm-hmm.
So those could be specially done. I mean, those conferences can easily take an hour.
Well, I think it's
the music and everything.
Sure, yeah, and I think it's important information for folks to have. I blame you, Louis, for this during Mass. Like, for instance, when we do the, you know, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa.
Yeah,
I am now keeping track of everyone as I see them make a fist and hit their chest. I want to tap them on the shoulder. I blame you. I want to tap on his shoulder, like, excuse me, open that hand up a little bit, okay? You got to open your hand up. Louis says so. Stuff like that.
It makes us more aware, though, doesn't it?
And it gives you a deeper appreciation.
It certainly does. And it brings the Mass alive that much more in a different way than we've ever imagined.
We went through a time, I think, when people just sort of, well, even maybe now, a lot of folks do. You just do it because that's just how it's done.
You just fall into that right, habit.
Right.
Yeah.
It right. Or, you know, someone, that's what the way they were taught by Sister So-and-so back in 1952 or who knows what, you know. And, I mean, you know, so there's nothing new about any of this. I mean, this is why there's rubrical manuals that go through these things in detail because, I mean, even for the priests, I mean, you know, they still have to learn the details.
Right.
The other one I always remember is now when Father sprinkles the holy water during the asparagus.
Uh-huh.
We're the only family we're the only family in the whole chapel, our chapel, that doesn't kneel when he goes by and does that.
I don't think so.
We don't genuflect because Louis said you're not supposed to.
Though that's true, but I don't know if we're the only ones.
Oh, maybe not, but it's so funny. Some of the stuff I've learned from you just as you've been doing your show. I guess that's a good thing. That's kind of what we're after, right? We want it to spill over into practical use during Mass at your own chapel. That's kind of why we have this.
Well, the other good thing, too, is the fact that you are now learning how to be an altar server yourself.
Oh, yeah. A little bit. I've only had one practice, though, Louis. I've had one practice.
Good.
So, you know.
Well, that's fine. You start off slow or whatever, but, you know, and this is the thing I'd like to make, you know, my motto is you can always learn more about the liturgy, and it's so true. And I have to admit, you know, some of these very things that I'm pointing out, you know, that aren't really the ideal practice, I used to do some of this stuff. And it was only after I learned myself, because, well, I had this great hunger to learn about, you know, the rubrics and the principles of the sacred liturgy, and I still do. And you know, there's, you know, you can tell my knowledge as much as you want to. I'm still learning. I'll be the first one to admit that. And I always tell people that you can never just stop learning about the liturgy. There's just it's an immense treasure. I don't even know if there's a bottom to that box.
Wow.
I'm of course I have a great passion to try to. It's not so much that I want to teach people. It's like I want to share with them. Hey, look what I found out. Look what I discovered. You know, here I want you to know this too, because I think you'll appreciate this. You get more out of the liturgy this way.
Yeah.
Right, because you love it.
Yeah. It's really cool. Louis Tofari from RomanitasPress.com. Visit there and listen up tomorrow throughout your day for learning about the Roman liturgy. And coming up to Palm Sunday and Holy Week, and we're going to have a lot more shows on what to do and how it's done and why it's done.
And you know what's going to be one of the biggest highlights of the show?
Yeah.
For Holy Thursday and Good Friday?
What?
Mike is going to do the clapper.
Yes.
The clapper.
Yeah, and all the lights will go off.
Not clap on, clap off, the clapper.
Oh, where they go, ksh, ksh, where you do the thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's nice. And then Louis is going to come and wash my feet.
I'm going to skip that part. I'll let Lisa do that.
Louis Tofari from RomanitasPress.com. Thanks again, Louis, for being on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome.
We look forward to everything.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, my friend.
You too.
Louis Tofari. And that's going to be a good time tomorrow. Hey, all right, so we're going to do this. We're going to come back here. I got a little thing I like to call I Must Have One of Those.
You must.
I must have one of those. I was going to say I got to get me one of them, but it's not proper English.
No.
Mike and Lisa Austin here on Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com, your morning tradition where we are.
Living our faith.
Well, welcome back to your morning tradition here on Magnificat Radio at magnificatmedia.com. This is Mike and Lisa Austin. Your morning tradition where we are.
Living our faith.
Yes, that traditional Catholic faith. So we'll send you forth into your Wednesday. I think we have some more today at 12 noon. Some more with Father Peter Scott and his conference on the Catechism of the Council of Trent, which I'm not certain how many days are left of that. I'll have to look at that. See what he's got left. These were stuff. This is stuff he did when he was in Australia years ago. So
great stuff.
Great information. I love it.
It is.
It's very compelling. And of course, it's Father Peter Scott. So it's his unique way of putting things.
Mm-hmm.
I love his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Our thanks to Louis Tofari for being on with us this morning. Remember, RomanitasPress.com and learning about the Roman liturgy tomorrow, which will be on when?
10 a.m., 1 p.m., 6:30 p.m., and 10 p.m.
All right. And as we make our way toward the weekend. Hey, Lisa, you know, oftentimes you and I will have conversations about something that we might need for the house. Something that would be nice to get.
Sure.
You know, new countertop.
Yes.
Something like that.
Sure.
I must have one of these. I must.
Okay.
We might have to get in the savings, but, and every guy listening to this is going to go, Lisa, he needs this. Your family needs this. Okay?
All right.
All right. There's this theme park in England called the Dreamland Park. It's in a place called Margate, England. Our English listeners right now, you guys probably know exactly where this is.
Yeah.
Maybe you've been there. It's a theme park. It's closing down.
And
but that's okay, because they're auctioning off some of their stuff.
Hmm.
They get rid of some stuff. You know, it's a little garage sale at Dreamland Park. They announced they're going to be getting rid of things to pay off their debts. They have 8 big elephants. We don't need an elephant.
Live elephant?
I don't know if they are alive. You'd have to be licensed, I would think. And it's hard enough to get the kids to take the dog outside. Who's going to... I don't see Anna going, Mother, can I take the elephant for a walk? I don't see that happening.
We wouldn't have anybody bother enough, would we?
That's true. Don't go down by the Austin's house. They have a watch elephant.
That's right.
Hit you with my trunk.
Yeah, no, we'd have no problems.
No, we're not getting an elephant. No.
Okay.
So kids, don't get all excited.
Oh.
Because you know Joseph would be going around the neighborhood trying to get people to pay him to give them rides.
Yeah, he would.
They are getting rid of a small carousel.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, but not near as fun as what I want.
Okay.
They are auctioning off their log ride.
Ooh, yeah. Fun.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You see that in the backyard, right?
Yeah.
You think I go crazy with the garden hose, you wait till you see me with a log flume in the backyard. starting price about $35,000.
Oh, that's a pretty penny.
Yeah, but come on, for a log ride.
Oh, yeah, it's in our back pocket. Let's go get it.
Well, we could get some of the neighbors together, pool the money. We have a neighborhood log ride. Then have the people from the other neighborhoods come over and we charge them. It's a money-making thing.
There you go.
Got to get me a log ride. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be fun.
Great. Of course, you got to buy 800,000.
I love sitting in the front. You got to sit in the front and then lean forward.
Yeah.
And then you get sprayed that much more.
Oh, come on. 90-degree day out in the backyard at the Austin family compound. Let's go ride the Austin family's log ride. You know that family up here on the corner that always spends the money? They're all hoity-toity. We spent money and we rented the big, giant, blow-up water slide.
Uh-huh.
Remember they always get that? It's like, I don't know, what is it, 10 feet tall?
Mm-hmm.
This would all blow them away.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. Hey, hi, John. Yeah, no, I see your inflatable water slide. That's nice. Listen, when the kids are done playing, you bring them over to the professionals? Yeah, we got the log flume going, okay? Thank you. And it takes their picture when they go down, and then we sell them that, too. Tell them to bring plenty of money. We've got snow cones. That's what I would do.
Okay.
All right. So, of course, we're going to have to invest in 800,000 gallons of water.
Whoa.
But, hey, whatever.
Whoa.
Whatever.
800,000 gallons.
I just made that number up. It's got to be a lot. It's a log ride, but still.
There is.
Yeah. Turn the garden hose on for a week and let her go.
I don't think so.
All right,
that
Lisa.
That is expensive.
All right. Well, we'll look into it.
Yeah, we will.
Next time you're with us, ladies and gentlemen, you may be hearing a log ride in the background. And with that, we wrap up today's Your Morning Tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Again, Louis Tufari, thank you for RomaniTaskPress.com. Thank you for being with us today. And remember, tomorrow, learning about the Roman liturgy throughout the day. At what times, Lisa?
10 a.m., 1 p.m., 6:30 p.m., and 10 p.m.
Central Time, U.S. And again, a replay Saturday morning.
At 10 o'clock.
All right.
In the morning.
Go boldly.
Yes.
Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
God bless.